Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Snap to May. Looks to his left. He pumps. He throws. Fulton in the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots! And who caught it? Trevion Henderson! A hat trick! For the rookie.
Welcome back. That's Drake May, Patriots Radio Network. Patriots with a 27-14 win over the lowly Jets, Pearl. Good morning. And, you know, listen, this was a lot tighter game than it probably needed to be. Even though the Patriots controlled it after, you know, the Jets' first drive, this was a one-score game going into the fourth quarter. If you had this at, you know, Patriots minus 13.5, you know, Jets covered. Like, it was a little bit harder, I think, than... It was a little harder for the Patriots to put real distance between themselves and the Jets. I don't think it's indicative of like any issues or problems. I just think it's a little bit of, okay, let's pump the brakes on the Patriots, even though they have the best record in the NFL right now. They have played absolutely no one. And some points they've had to work a lot harder for some of these wins than you would think that a team with a dominant record has to work.
Yeah, I didn't feel exactly the same way last night because it was such a comfortable win.
Yeah.
It's funny to me because a lot of people got the Patriots at minus 12 and a half.
That's what it closed at.
But I think actually on Thursday I saw it at minus 12 and a half. Then it went up. So basically Vegas predicted it exactly where it was going to be.
And they always know.
Yeah, they always knew. I don't know. The Jets running quarterback can do that once in a while. Justin Fields had 67 yards. I don't know what happened the first drive. I read a stat that the Patriots always let up a first drive score. So
8 games out of the 11 that they have let up a first drive touchdown to the opponent.
So I have no worries about the Patriots because I think that they're actually a much better team now than they were. I think Drake May's a little better, and I think Trevion Henderson should have probably been playing from week one. I reminded Stevenson really held them back early in the season, believe it or not, a fumbling machine.
Yep.
Trevion Henderson, how he went below Quinshon Judkins to me was very mysterious because I thought he was a home run hitter at Ohio State last year. He looks great. So that makes him a much different team now that they have, although it wasn't consistent all night, their run game. I think now that they have a weapon other than Drake May and Diggs is playing fantastic.
Yep.
I think they're actually a better team now than they were early in the season. Despite, you know, last night, the Jets hanging around, that didn't bother me. I still feel better about the Patriots than I did about a month ago.
Yeah, to me, it's hard to know who this team really is. Because, yeah, Stephon Diggs has another game where he's over 100 yards receiving. He was wide open. I mean, you can't get that more open because the Jets secondary, first of all, traded away their best player the other week. And they're terrible. I mean, Brandon Stevens, whatever, EJ complains about him all the time. He actually had one good pass breakup on Mac Hollins for a big gain, but besides that, he is terrible. The Jets are awful. So to me, I can't really take a lot away from this one. And then you start looking a little deeper into these Patriots 9 wins, and there is not a top 10 defense on this schedule. They have not even barely played a top 10 offense except for Buffalo. And fair, they went to Buffalo and won. They won by 3 points. You know,
Yes. Tampa Bay's on a top 10 offense?
No, not right now. They're not. Because the last 3 weeks, their stats have really fallen off because Baker Mayfield has been dealing with that oblique injury. So And also all their wide receivers are hurt and their running back is hurt. So it's taken them out just a little bit. And that was actually a pretty close win. Atlanta, they were, should have been tied, at least going to overtime with the Falcons. Falcons missed a stupid extra point after a touchdown. You know, you just look a little closer. They've played Tennessee, Carolina, New Orleans Saints.
You don't have to look a little closer.
It's right there on the surface.
Yeah, I mean, we all know that narrative about the Patriots. By the way, the Bills have the same reason. Why aren't they storming past all these teams? They lost to Atlanta.
No, I know. Don't remind me. At least that was on the road. You know, the Patriots were able to beat Atlanta at home by a point. I don't know. I mean, maybe Atlanta's not the barometer, even though they actually do have the 11th ranked defense by overall metrics here. I know they have the number one passing defense. But
isn't it kind of funny, though, that the Patriots, yeah, all that's true, but they still have a bunch of easy games. They're going to end up with 13 wins.
Yeah, and probably the number one seed at home 14. Field advantage. My question is, can they actually win a playoff game, though? Because let's say you are the number one seed. Maybe you get the bye. Maybe they're the two seed and the Colts are the one seed. Who knows how this is going to shake out?
I know where you're going.
What?
KC will be the team.
I was going to say, KC, what if it ends up being the Bills? Now you have to play them for a third time.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, the Bill. It looks like the most likely teams at 6-7 are KC and Buffalo. That's not fair. Well, and Buffalo doesn't even care about the cold weather in New England. And KC actually has cold. So they need to get the Colts into coming to New England. They need to get, who's another warm weather team? They need the Chargers to come to New England. They don't need KC and Buffalo to come to New England. So that's a great, great point. They might not, they definitely won't be favored in a playoff game. Let's put it that way.
Well, so here's the other part of this. We've been talking about this old guard in the AFC, right? Bills, is it the Chiefs, Ravens, and then the new teams, Colts, Patriots. We've forgotten about the Denver Broncos.
What do you mean?
Who are right there also at the top of the AFC and who are playing the Chiefs this weekend. And if they beat Kansas City, I think they're winning the AFC West. Seriously.
I know. But this is the same Broncos team. I feel like nobody's in on them. They need a miracle comeback to beat the Giants. I mean,
well, they've needed miracle comeback. Somehow, Bo Nix is in a coma for the first three quarters of a game. But in that fourth quarter, he's amazing.
Right. But obviously, I think people have no faith in the Broncos. They're 3.5-point underdogs at home.
Well, they still get, but they get the Chiefs twice still. So let's say they do find a way to beat the Chiefs. So, I don't know.
I feel like their offense is imploding in real time. There are reports of drama where the defense is like, hey, guys, you got to show up and help us a little bit. I feel like Denver is in most, a lot of bettors at least see them trending down. I think the Colts are trending down too. I think they're going to run into a really hard time the rest of the season. I think there's a sea change where the Chiefs are going to come up, the Broncos and Colts are going to normalize.
Well, to be honest, you got to think about the Chargers also, who have already won a game against the Chiefs, and they continue to win. They beat the Steelers.
They might win the division too.
So here's the rest of the Denver Broncos schedule. There are W's, a lot of them, on this schedule if things hold. So they have to play the Chiefs twice. That's going to be tough. They have to play the Packers, but they get them in Mile High. You have Commanders, Raiders, Jags. There are wins here. And so I think we have to start maybe include. And by the way, Denver made the playoffs last year, went to Buffalo, lost, but that was a one-score game at halftime. And now you have that whole entire team with a lot more experience, some playoff experience. And their defense is legit, and that's what travels. So
yeah, but when you look,
they even
at them,
have to travel. They might get home games.
Yeah, I look at them, and right now they do not feel dangerous at that level. I mean, we're talking Super Bowl. Maybe I'm blind to the records. I don't even put the Broncos in the conversation right now. Do you really see the way Bo Nix is playing? And I like Bo Nix, but he's not playing like a Super Bowl winning quarterback right now. Maybe the last 5 minute heroics, if we could do that for 55 minutes before. I don't even, maybe I'm dead wrong, and you could call us, but I don't put the Denver Broncos in the mix at all right now.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Kind of asking about, what are you feeling better about right now? Is it the quote-unquote new guard in the AFC? So we're talking about the Patriots, talking about the Colts, we're talking about the Denver Broncos, these sort of up-and-coming teams, or do you still have your faith in the older guys, the older, more tested teams, Chiefs, Bills, Ravens. Meanwhile, the Chiefs are the only ones who actually won anything out of that group. And then throw Joe Burrow coming back into the mix. I don't know if that matters.
A lot more playoff experience.
And Aaron Rodgers with the Steelers, as far as some of the old guard.
Oh, I mean, they're not. I don't even think people think they're going to make the playoffs.
It's going to be tough if the Ravens keep playing the way they're playing.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm going to answer that question, I definitely have more faith in the old guard. Until Patrick Mahomes is actually disqualified from this playoff, of course I'm going to bet on him. And of course I'm going to bet on Josh Allen. And of course I'm going to bet on Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson less so in the playoffs, but still, New England, Denver, Indy, great stories. I just think when we enter January, you're not going to be thinking, oh, they have a great chance here. I think New England's going to be a four-point dog in their opening playoff game.
Wow. And Drake May's the MVP of the league, but he's going to be a home dog in the playoffs? That doesn't compute.
It's kind of like an NBA MVP where they give it to James Harden even though no one on earth thinks he's going to win the championship.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Can the Broncos end the Chiefs' reign in the AFC West is what we're asking. This ends up being just one of a few very important games going on this weekend.
Oh, yeah, but I think when you look at the AFC, the actual seeding probably doesn't matter much. If you're the seventh seed, I absolutely do not think the 1, 2, and 3 seed are going to be favored over the 4, 5, 6, 7 seed.
Yeah, but you know, we've talked about how Denver is probably the team with the true home field advantage because of the altitude.
I would be shocked if they were favored in their opening playoff game. Because if you look at the way it's probably going to work out, New England or Indy gets a 1 seed. They're going to have to face Buffalo or KC. They're at least a field goal underdog against any of those teams. Yeah, I just think the schedule sort of made it play out this way, but the bottom of the bracket is much, much more dangerous. Because Baltimore is probably going to be the 4 seed. They'll have the lowest division-winning record, and nobody's going to want to see Baltimore. You pointed out all the last couple of weeks, their defense is back.
Yeah, the defense
Lamar is back. Like, why on earth would you pick Indy or Denver or even the Chargers over a team like Baltimore? I wouldn't.
Well, what if somehow the Ravens, because you always crush Lamar Jackson for not being able to play in cold weather.
Yeah, I mean, you got to get Lamar
into the
cold
weather.
What if
you get in the dome? What if they get... Yeah.
I don't think he's ever played a playoff game in the dome. It seems like he's always dragged up to Buffalo. Or gets...
No, they're home, and they lost to the Chiefs at home.
I know. That one is going to hurt him forever.
Yeah, probably.
He's had two terrible weather games in Buffalo. The one early in his career where he had the concussion, and then last year when Mark Andrews slips right before the two-point conversion. So, yeah, I mean, listen, we have to be... As football fans, I think you have to look forward. You can't just judge, well, the Colts are 8-2, therefore this is going to continue forever. I know they have Sauce Gardner. It'd be a great story if these Colts, these Patriots, even these Broncos could continue this. I got to be honest, maybe I'm being too old school. I like the old guard.
So, this is just one of the most interesting games of the weekend where you have the Chiefs and Denver. Buccaneers, Bills, talk about some must wins, more for Buffalo than for Tampa. Bears, Vikings feels actually like pretty big. Let's see what happens with the Seahawks and the Rams. Huge. Brock Purdy's back for the 49ers, which makes that game really interesting. And then Lions, Eagles, Sunday night, Pearl. And that's like a little litmus test here for, you know, can things be fixed with your Eagles and the Lions playing outside and, you know, all of that.
Yeah, I mean, those two NFC matchups of the division leaders are a really big deal because I think L.A., Seattle, Philadelphia, and Detroit all want home field desperately. Yep. Philly needs home field. Detroit has been a letdown at home last couple of years. Well, actually, last year against Washington. So I don't know what that means, but... These are two huge matchups because that's another... I mean, the NFC, good luck picking that. Do you have any strong favorite there? If you do, I feel like you're kidding yourself. I think all four of those teams are really close.
I want it to be the Rams. And I think if they beat Seattle, you're going to see the Rams bandwagon get really, really full. Because people are going to remember last year, oh, they went to Philadelphia, but it was a snow game. Philly actually let the Rams back into the game. You know, Matthew Stafford almost pulled off something pretty heroic coaching matchup. I mean, would you take McVay over Sirianni?
I'd love to see if we could have a future machine. If the Lions beat the Eagles decisively and the Rams beat the Seahawks decisively, who gets more hype, the Lions or the Rams? Because the Lions are pretty exciting.
Yeah, but the Lions are dealing with a fool me once, fool me twice kind of thing. I think people are afraid to get back in with the Lions because they were the Super Bowl favorite last year, right? One of them. And they just had so many injuries,
amazing. They
fell apart.
But now that Aiden Hutchinson is healthy, I don't know. I wouldn't discount them. I think the Rams and Lions are going to be part of the same conversation. especially with Dan Campbell calling plays. But then again, if they win, because they have to win at Philly. Their game's at night at Philly. To come out of there with a win would be impressive.
Yeah, totally. 888-710-4ISN, signature win. Can I ask you a parenting question?
Yeah, sure.
Coming into a situation, my kid yesterday told me that another kid pushed him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and now
yeah.
I'm going to have to hunt that kid down.
You're damn right you have to.
Yeah, and basically just ruin the rest of his life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a full 360 mission now.
Sounds healthy, but okay.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's kindergarten, so.
I agree.
These are where the lessons have to get learned. Don't mess with my kid. But, so I think I did the right thing, but Pearl, you tell me what you did with your daughters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so said, good job not pushing him back. Because that's what I wanted to say. Just push them back.
No,
but you can't
no.
do that. You got to keep your hands to yourself.
Already messed up.
Why? Yes. Why?
Because yeah. The two wrongs don't make a right.
No, like, absolutely. Two wrongs. Ideally, he would punch a kid in the face. Like, kindergarten. What are they going to suspend him?
Like 2 days ago, I came across a video of Charles Barkley when he was on TNT, and he said, first of all, children of America, swing first.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
Good
so
point.
Bad job on me. I told my kid, I'm proud of you for not hitting him back.
No.
A little restraint.
I think the healthy thing, you want him to hit him back, right?
That's the healthy thing?
Yeah, I don't think you want to, at that age, like the kids who have success in life will hit him back.
I agree.
Now my kid is not going to be successful?
Fortune 500 kid right there if he punches him back.
Huh. All right.
Well,
I guess bad job out of me.
I mean, in reality, though, of course you said that you want him to punch him back,
My
right?
first instinct, but, you know, I don't actually want my kid hitting other kids.
Did this kid swing first?
Yeah, he pushed my kid.
Yeah, so what, I mean, that means Lucas gets a free shot.
Okay, but here's, it's not like an offside where all of a sudden.
Yeah, he gets a free swing.
But here's the thing, though.
Free play.
First of all, you guys always know it's the retaliator who always gets flagged.
This isn't the NFL.
But it's kindergarten.
It's kind of. And I told him good job. And I said, you know, next time, so don't touch me. Don't touch me. Keep your hands to yourself.
No.
All right. I think my husband would have handled this different now that I think about it.
This is why kids get bullied. Because of from advice from their parents.
Here's the thing, though. He's 6 years old. I can't say, all right, start swinging at everybody. Because
how
you
want to
know who's going to be swinging at next? Me.
How big is the kid?
Yeah, defend yourself.
Not sure.
By the way, at that age, too, is it a boy or a girl?
It's a boy.
Okay, because the girls are way bigger at that age. Like, you don't want to mess with them.
Yeah, no, I always towered over everybody.
Yeah, if it's one of the girls, just let it go.
Because of those giant feet.
Yeah, I mean, I grew into them.
But yeah, saying good job for not pushing him back, that's a nice thing to say. I don't know if that really is helpful, though.
You got to tell him bob and weave. You got to put those hands up.
Yeah.
Make sure you move your head. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Get him in the gym.
Yeah, come on.
I mean, if the kid's bigger.
Yeah, Leeson's gym.
If the kid's bigger, just kick him where the sun don't shine, right?
Oh, that or the shins, like I spoke about, yesterday, 2 days ago?
But
just kick him
in
the shins.
I think that I'm talking about my kid got pushed yesterday, and I told him good job for not hitting back. And,
where, you know, on the playground, at school?
Gym class.
Mm-hmm. Gym class, okay.
Okay.
Teacher conveniently not watching, of course.
Well, yeah, of course, yeah.
I mean, there's probably 26 kids in the class.
Probably wouldn't. I wouldn't want to deal with that either.
So do I reverse this now? Say, actually, you know what? Forget what I said yesterday. Go clobber that.
No.
The time passed.
Yeah, you've already messed him up.
That's
you've ingrained this message into his mind. Now that's what he's going to take for the rest of his life, and now you screwed him.
Well that might be better. Let's be fair. The ideal reaction is to walk away calmly. Don't say anything. And then about 15 minutes, come back later, like Goodfellas style with a bat.
Yeah.
And just take him down with your friends and kick him De Niro style. So just pretend like you're going to play it cool and then surprise him with a foreign object.
Well, I didn't tell you guys that he was actually waiting for the kid at the exit and just kicked his ass by the dumpsters.
Yeah. No. But you got to get the kid when he's not seeing, you got to see it too.
Back of the mall style.
Hey, man, this is how we grew up in the suburbs of New York City and in Philadelphia. So, you know.
No, I was definitely the kid getting pushed and running to my
damn,
mom.
Pearl. Pearl, you're 6'4". You're too big to be doing that.
I'm going to tell you, the thought did cross my mind at first to just be like, push him back.
Yeah.
Kick his butt.
I mean,
it did cross my mind.
But you got to understand, like, was this, you know, because there were certain kids that I grew up with that you did not push back. Everyone knew that.
Yeah, yeah.
They would light your house on fire.
Kid. No, yeah.
I'm speaking of this one family, the bullies.
Yeah, I don't know. It could be the O'Doyles. Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
it could be emotionally disturbed.
We had a family. I won't say their name. I don't want
to get involved, you know?
Yeah. There's this one family. If they didn't like you, they would light your parents' car on fire. I'm not kidding.
No,
they were stone cold criminals.
See, that's unhealthy. That part is unhealthy.
No, you did not mess with that family at all. And everyone knew it. So at least the school was open about it. And no one tried to discipline them. The principals were afraid of them.
I mean, one of my elementary school bullies is in prison right now for life.
What'd he do?
Shot and killed somebody.
Yeah. Whoa. So I hope you didn't push that kid back.
No,
right. As
didn't.
A parent, you have to be
one.
Discerning.
I messed with him once when I was 6 years old, and he was very mean to me. And I was like, I'm not messing with this kid anymore. He might end up in prison. Sure enough, about 20 years later.
Wow, you really nailed that.
I really did. Imagine. I saw that coming from a mile away, bro.
Yeah, well, I'm sure this kid's probably going to end up in prison or worse. No, I'm just kidding.
Who, your son?
You know, you're trying to raise, you know,
citizens.
People to do the right thing.
Law-abiding citizens
That's
is what you're trying to raise.
I'm hoping for law-abiding.
But this is
no,
America in
there's
2025.
No law in kindergarten. It's the law of the jungle.
What is this, Lord of the Flies?
Yes.
Yeah, you know how that
very
book ended?
Very much so.
They roasted Piggy or whatever
Piggy's
his name
fine.
Was.
Yeah, Piggy's fine.
Was that his name?
Yes, it was.
Yeah,
Piggy.
Well, you don't want your son to be Piggy. That's what you're training him to be.
Yeah.
Lord of the Flies is a wild concept, if you really think about it.
Yeah, I know.
It's.
I had to read that.
I read it in like freshman year, and I'm still recovering from it.
Required reading.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic book.
It's
about human nature.
I might have, you know, cliff note. It's about half of it, but yeah, no, it was a, yeah.
That's all right. Nobody reads anymore.
I don't know how to read, so.
Well, at least you're not.
You can read the cliff notes. Now there's no, they don't even have those. Now it's just AI figures it all out.
Yeah, I know. These kids, man, they didn't have it like me and you, Nico.
Yeah, man, uphill in the snow,
they don't
both
really,
ways.
Exactly. Yeah. They don't know about the grind.
Sure.
The scholastic grind.
I know. Basically, the grind for you guys was trying to, you know, avoid cheating so much because it's just so easy. You could just cheat so easily.
With AI.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So my daughter is
How did you guys take tests back then?
My daughter's in eighth grade, by the way. She showed me a math problem the other day. I swear to God, I had no idea. I'm like, I don't even know. Is this Greek? What is happening here? What language is this? Eighth grade, she's in some kind of pre-algebra, and there was something about binomial factors.
This
was 11th grade. She's doing what I did in 11th grade. I could not believe it. So I think math has gotten better, at least in New York City, whatever. I just said, I'll Google the answer for you. That's the most I can do. And I did.
ChatGPT. It's funny because my husband is an engineer and his math has no numbers anymore. It's just all letters. I'm like, I'm going to go watch
that's
a hockey
not
game.
Even, that's English.
Yeah.
Nope. That's, you're right.
Going back to English.
888-710-4ISM. I think they're mostly Greek letters. 888-710-4476.
Oh, so now it's international languages.
I might actually have to FaceTime your husband next time my daughter needs math help.
Oh, when my husband and I first met and he was trying, you know, we're not making any money or anything like that. And so he had like a side hustle. And one of his side jobs was doing SAT prep for rich seventh graders.
That's great.
Seventh grade?
He used to
job.
Go to these fancy brownstone buildings or apartments where you just the elevator up opens up and it's the whole apartment. It's like not even a hallway.
Seventh graders?
And he said he felt like part of the help because it'd just be like he's the SAT guy and then the tennis instructor comes and then the nannies and the housekeepers. It was pretty crazy.
A lot of people do that. Tutoring's a great job.
I hate being poor.
Start tutoring SAT prep to fetuses.
My school gives, my kid's school has free tutors, and my kids use both of them in math. I don't know how anyone does math without a tutor. It's gotten impossible. Thank God for AI. It's one positive application of that damn thing.
Thank God for a calculator. Whatever, just 24 divided by 6, 3, or 4, excuse me.
Nailed it. 888-710-4ISN. All right. Well, I guess I'm a bad parent because I told my kid good job for not hitting the bully who pushed him in gym class.
That's right.
And now I'm the
bad mom.
I'm the bad mom. Yep. All right. We should blame the moms. We can handle it. All right. Coming up, somebody got snubbed yesterday. Not happy about it. MVP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
All right. eBay is home to millions of finds, and each one becomes part of your story. From your favorite vintage band tee to the dream car you've been searching for, it's all there. eBay, things people love. All right, Manny, what is happening in the association this week?
Well, Pearl, LeBron James practiced once again with the South Bay Lakers yesterday and did not feel any residual effects of his sciatica injury. That per ESPN, James was a full participant and even played 5-on-5 without feeling any soreness or lingering pain in his lower back and right leg. If everything goes according to plan, James is expected to rejoin the Lakers for a practice on Monday before the Lakers play the Jazz on Tuesday. LA then has 5 days off before having a rematch with Utah. James, who turns 41 years old next month, will become the first player in NBA history to play a 23rd season.
I have some questions about this.
Yeah.
Important dad questions.
Yeah.
So South Bay Lakers, do they practice at the same spot that the LA Lakers play? So is he in the building with the other Lakers? Like, what does this mean?
I think they do share the facility. And I do think it's the UCLA health training center or something like that.
So he's basically practicing with the Lakers. Okay, because if it was a different facility with the traffic in LA, that's a huge, because I assume he lives somewhere near the Lakers practice facility. If he had to go to another wild G League spot in LA, it could take 2 to 3 hours, depending on where the tent is.
I don't know how it works for every G League team. I do know that the Knicks, the Westchester Knicks and the New York Knicks do practice at the same facility. The Knicks practice earlier, and then Westchester comes in at like 2 or 3 o'clock, and they finish off practice.
Because I keep reading he's practicing with the South Bay Lakers. He's in the Lakers building. Like, what's the difference here? I don't even understand.
I guess just different practice times.
All right. That's all I got, because it would be really annoying if he had to go, like, say it was across town it was in the valley or something.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Yeah, no.
Well, the worst part is all that sitting when you have sciatica.
Oh,
just brutal.
That's a great point. But anyway, so he's coming back, right? That's the bottom line. We're going to see LeBron soon.
Looks like it. And
first
right
player
now,
ever to play a 23rd season. That's crazy.
I know. More than Kareem, and I thought no one would ever break that.
Is that the record, Kareem?
I mean, Kareem played forever. I always thought that he held the record. I think it was more than Wilt, right?
I have no idea. I mean,
all right, you look that up.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Zach in Idaho. Zach, I'm being parent shamed today because my kid got pushed by another kid at school, and I said, good job not, keeping your hands to yourself and not hitting him back. Am I a bad parent?
No, I don't believe so, because you said he's in kindergarten, so he's 5 or 6.
Yep.
So when they're in elementary, you know, you want to tell them to go tell a parent or go tell an adult.
Yep.
But as they get up into middle school, then it's like, well, you have to stick up for yourself. A lot of those middle school kids, they end up following those same kids to high school, you know? So you don't want that trend to carry. So then when they get a certain age, then you tell them to start protecting themselves.
Okay, so...
I think you did all right.
Okay, thank you. Because the rest of the show is killing me today. But you're saying that when you get to middle school is when you have to start fighting back a little bit more?
Ooh, what a posh... What a posh life that guy has. I've been fending for myself since I was 7 years old.
Manny was still, you know, drinking out of a baby bottle, throwing elbows.
The scary thing, though, in middle school, some of the other kids get really big.
Yeah, they do.
That's when you can get your butt kicked in a major way. And Nico, on the other side of the glass, I know you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Know all about it.
Is there anything? I can remember this vividly. I don't know if you guys can. Obviously, I'm a woman, so I was never... Well, that's not true. There were girl fights all the time where I went to high school.
That's insane,
but anyway...
Girl.
Dang.
Yeah, no, there were definitely some girl fights, but there was nothing like the buzz that would ripple through school when you knew a fight was happening after school. We had like a parking lot, and that's where guys used to get in fights sometimes, and it was like a prize fight. It was like the lead up to Pacquiao Mayweather.
But
Tom Brady was there.
No, how often were there fights at your guys' school?
I mean, we're talking like maybe 3-4 times a year.
Oh, that's nothing, dude.
No, I'm saying like everyone at school knew to be out there. Like this big circle would form and then we're waiting for who knows who and God knows who to come and fight.
It's just such a different experience because, I mean, I went to school with 3,000 dudes and chicks. So, I mean, like there's fights all the time. The school is gigantic. So there's no chance if there's a fight over in house 4 that I'll be able to get there from house 2.
Before someone breaks it up.
Basically,
cell block D over to cell block
Gen
A.
Pop?
Yeah. Welcome to Nourish Hell, baby.
I think I've told this story online. My daughter was in middle school and there was a massive fight that made the papers and stuff.
Mm.
And my eldest daughter said, I know nothing about this fight. And then I was reading the New York Post, a story about it, because it went on TikTok. That's the other thing. Every fight is now on
the phone. That's different than when we were growing up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So now it's more of a social media thing. Like, you got to fight, and it's got to be filmed. And my daughter's like, I have no idea what you're talking about. I pull up the New York Post, and I'm like, wait, those are your pants, and that looks like the back of your head in this photo, 4 feet away from the fight. Oh, she's like, and then she casually says, oh, yeah, Dad, I totally lied to you. I was totally there. I'm like, I see you in the New York Post.
Pearl also shows me, goes, does this look like the back of Lucy's head? I was like, it kind of does.
Yeah,
it kind of does.
I kept saying, that girl has the same pants as you do. And it turns out
like
her jersey says Pearl.
I mean, it's not funny. Obviously, we're not encouraging fighting, but social media plays a massive role at all of this right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I kind of wish it wouldn't. Like, I don't like seeing these fights on my timeline because I'm always getting the fights at sporting events, to bring it full circle here. It's always like, I don't need to see another, you know, Giants-Dodgers situation.
No.
Speaks for yourself.
Remember that Ravens fan who went along punching people after the game and he got arrested?
He got arrested, thank goodness. There was just a guy who...
That was a different story.
A Yankee fan who was trolling Blue Jay fans after they lost until he got punched in the face, but it was kind of like he went there specifically to troll, to be filmed, to get someone to bite.
One of my favorite fights in high school was I was just in class with this girl, science class, and we're walking to our next class together in math, and we took different routes, and then all of a sudden I see her just yanking another girl's hair right in front of me. It was jarring. She was just calm 2 minutes ago.
Well, what did that lady do to deserve it is what I'd have to ask.
I think they were talking smack about each other's sisters or something like that.
Yeah, like your hair pulled.
Yeah. Can I say one thing, though?
I miss high school.
We were kind of joking, saying your kid should have punched the other kid back after your kid got pushed.
That's when I peaked.
I do not like throwing punches at a sporting event. Like, a sporting event is supposed to be. Because I hate that. And I come from Philly where it happened.
You guys invented this.
Yeah, I just think that it should be a stadium, a safe space. I do not like get so drunk and really hit people.
Tell your fellow Eagle fans.
Yeah, I mean, like,
change starts at home, Pearl.
Yeah, but I've seen bad things happen in L.A., and I do not
terrible
like
things.
When it gets serious, that's just terrible.
Bad things happen in Philadelphia.
I don't know that people
have gotten so badly hurt lately. I'm not sure. I'd have to check that.
Check a police scanner. Yeah. Bogish has all the latest headlines for us. Hopefully no one on the blotter.
No, I don't think so. Headlines are sponsored by Progressive Insurance. The annual Progressive Keys to Progress program provides vehicles to deserving veterans, helping our heroes drive their lives forward. Learn more at keystoprogress.com. What a tease from those Jets right off the coin toss on Thursday Night Football.
Shotgun for Fields, takes the snap, pulls it. Fields sprinting to the far side right, at the pylon, cruises into the end zone. That's a Jet touchdown. What an opening drive. Justin Fields caps it. And the Jets have the early lead.
I love Bob.
Bob was choosing on Jets radio. The Jets won the toss, wanted the football, went 14 plays, 72 yards, 8 minutes, 4 seconds, ending with that touchdown run from Justin Fields. But the Patriots scored on their first two possessions and barely looked back. Their win streak is now 8 after a 27-14 final in Foxborough. The Jets' two-game run is over. So just those 14 points, just 245 yards of offense. It looks like another struggle from Justin Fields, but running back Breece Hall did not see it that way.
Justin played his tail off today. He put the ball out there. We just got to do a better job of making plays for him. You know, not every ball is going to be perfect, but not every situation is going to be ideal. But at the end of the day, you got to still find a way to make a play. So I feel like as a skill group, you know, we got to do a better job of making it easier for our O-line and quarterback.
In A.D. Mitchell drop among the mistakes by those skill guys. Hall ran for 58 yards, 9 fewer than Fields. Aaron Glenn said his QB was too much of a running back in this game. Texans QB C.J. Stroud will miss a second straight game with a concussion. Davis Mills starts against the Titans. Utah A.D. Mark Harlan is taking the place of Baylor AD Mac Rhodes on the CFP selection committee. Arkansas AD Hunter Yurecek replacing Rhodes as the chairperson, all because Rhodes is taking a leave from Baylor. He is under some kind of investigation.
Okay, but this is not the same investigation for when he had kind of an altercation between a player, a football player, and an assistant coach on the sidelines of a football game. This is apparently something outside of the school, because that kind of made some headlines in late September.
Yeah, that has been completely like adjudicated through the school's normal channels. This is not a Title IX investigation, and then something else it's not. So it's, I don't know, it could be other things. I don't know that it's legal. I think it's just still within the school.
I think it was code of conduct, like, because, you know, Baylor's a faith-based, you know, university, right. And that's what they, I read this on OutKick yesterday. They kept saying that he broke some kind of, he's being investigated for some kind of faith-based kind of impropriety.
But the leave is being called a personal leave.
Yeah.
Now, he wasn't put on leave by the school.
Man, Mac Rhodes, we barely knew you. Mm. We got two nights of you on ESPN defending these, some of these wonky college football playoff picks.
I honestly...
Now he's gone.
I thought, all along, I thought he was too skinny to do that job effectively.
You're going to body shame him now?
I need a Boo Corrigan. I need, like, if I'm going to hear about the college football playoff ranking, he was a little too young. Like, I have a certain person in mind for that job, and it wasn't Mac Rhodes. It just didn't fit.
Too young.
This is where I felt like Manuel...
He's 60. I mean, that's not old. I'm ageist. Just saying.
That dude is older than the planet. 60 years old.
Easy.
I feel like, I don't know. He just didn't seem to be in the same vibe of the guys that had been there before.
Someone who looks a little more like a football coach.
Yeah. So who are the past ones? Boo Corrigan, Ward Manuel.
I wouldn't know them if they fell on me.
Ward Manuel, that'd be painful. Sorry. He's large.
I don't know. Mac Rhodes wasn't doing it for me. Actually, Boo Corrigan is skinny.
Wasn't doing it for you.
I'm not picky when it comes to my CFP chair people.
They always have the most hysterical answers, though. Because they're always asked to defend the indefensible, because it's totally random, whatever they're going to decide. It's a very funny spot.
No, they always have like data and all these things, and then the last thing, when they're completely tapped out, they're just like, eye test. It's like, great, well, fight against
them. They have to find a way to explain Notre Dame, and they never really come up with one.
Eye test. It's about the eye test. Meanwhile, they have Texas Tech every third down that they've missed down to the EPA per dropback. But with Notre Dame, it's just eye test.
Mm.
Looks like a good team.
I'm always afraid to call things too early, but I think it's safe to declare that the Pacers will not be back in the NBA Finals this summer.
Booker hustling up the right side, pulls the trigger from three and rattles it in. Devin Booker
absolutely taking this game over tonight in the third. He's up to 31 points on the night, and he gives the Suns their biggest advantage, 177. They're up 23.
That's Suns radio. Devin Booker finished with 33. 32 from Desmond Bane. Phoenix hammered Indy, 133-98. The Pacers now 1-11.
Is that bad?
It is. Shohei Ohtani's now a four-time MVP. All four unanimous. Just three for Aaron Judge. He wins his battle with Mariners catcher Cal Raleigh. And we check in on the Islanders and Golden Knights in OT in Vegas.
And off the draw, Pajot is going to mash on the gas through center. He scores! A shorthanded game winner.
Hell yeah, Paj.
J.G. Pajot says night-night to the Golden Knights.
Oh, I forgot this is good news for Nico. Islanders 4, Golden Knight Knights 3.
Folks, thanks so much. Coming up, someone did get snubbed. And we have a crazy story. Guess who's back in the sports world?
Rick DiPietro.
The Mafia. It's the Maggie and Perloff Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Welcome back. Maggie and Perloff. We'll get back to the NFL in a second, but got another gambling scandal that dropped yesterday. This one all over the news. It's New Jersey-based, which is kind of ironic because Jersey Pearl is the state that kind of paved the way for sports betting to become legalized in this country through many states. So this one, though, more mob ties. Mafia member ran a multi-million-dollar sports betting ring by recruiting a network of Gen Z bookmakers through his son's circle of friends, which included college athletes. I'm reading here from the New York Times. So basically, you had one guy who is a member of the Lucchese crime family, allegedly, Little Joe, got his son, Joe, and his wife, his ex-wife, another son, and a stepson were all basically working the family business of, you know, of running a gambling ring, illegal gambling. And they said that it includes a lot of different college athletes, but they've only named two former college wrestlers from Rutgers University. The other college athletes are not being named.
I mean, first question, you could bet on Rutgers wrestling?
No, it just happened to be that two former wrestlers were like like agents of the this little mom and pop kind of crime family.
So let me ask you a question. Yeah. Is there any allegation of fixing in here?
I don't know yet.
It's just a, I mean, listen, I used to bet and I knew exactly, eventually every bookie gets to the mom. I won't say who my bookie was, but I assumed that.
Did he have a fun nickname?
No, he was a guy I went to high school with.
Yeah.
And then, but I know everyone would talk about, oh, his bookie, because, you know, he has to lay off his bet somewhere.
Sure.
His bookie is getting close to some really bad people. So that, if it's just a normal mafia-based bookie system, then I'm fine with it. The question is, did they throw anything? Sorry. I have not read too much into this. Like that's a scary thing here because that's been happening for generations, right?
Yeah, I guess like, so it looks like pretty run of the mill, like racketeering or some of the charges that they're getting, hit with. I want to see some of the other stuff here, but anyway. Yeah. I thought that legalized betting was supposed to get the mob out of betting. Right? Like,
yeah.
Wasn't that the whole thing? And now I feel like we've had these two, not I feel like, we have had two now indictments on one side and now these arrests on the other, where the mob is 100% linked to these scandals.
Right, except that legalized betting has made it easier to find the scandals. For example,
sure.
Jonte Porter and Terry Rozier, that was all immediately flagged because of legalized gambling. I don't know if you could make all those bets back in the day. That never would have been flagged before, and the mafia would have just gotten away with whatever they were doing, which has probably happened for years.
So, sorry, the charges are racketeering, conspiracy, gambling offenses, and money laundering. So I don't see any, like, maybe thrown games in here, but who knows? This is just the beginning.
Oh, yeah. I mean, once you get into the college ranks, that is a scary, scary time. Because those guys, a lot of them don't have money. You read about Arch Manning making $6 million in NIL, that is not the case for 90% of college athletes.
Right, and you cannot bet, well, I'll speak for myself. Like, I could not, by me living in New Jersey where this story is taking place, I can't bet on a Rutgers football game when I'm in New Jersey.
Right.
Right, so like at least it's, even if it's like localized, this is about not DraftKings and FanDuel. These were using illegal offshore accounts and stuff like that.
Yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, or just a traditional bookie.
Mm-hmm.
No,
yep.
I mean, I think, you know, once again, the sports books, the legal sports book could argue, hey, we're helping control this because without us, it's the wild, wild west again. I mean, we all know the famous gambling scandals.
No, I know, but you know, it's, so I said, I thought legalized gambling was supposed to get the mob out of this stuff, but I think what it's kind of showed us is that just because you can gamble legally doesn't mean people have stopped gambling with bookies, you know, or have stopped because, you know, bookies will give you like a marker, like they'll let you gamble beyond your means.
Yep.
Whereas DraftKings and FanDuel, whatever's in your account's in your account.
Right. Also, yeah, there's no taxes with a bookie.
Fair. Yeah. DraftKings and FanDuel, they take your social security number when you sign up.
Right.
Yeah.
And if I was doing better, I would be paying those taxes.
not on a hot streak anymore?
You know, we've had some good days, some bad days. Your bills haven't been helping me.
Live bet them. I told you that.
Oh, well, come on. It was Miami, Maggie. And they were storming down, and it's a 15-yard tush push, and Josh Allen fumbles. Looking at that play. No, I'm just kidding. No, that we're not even touching that.
Which crime family was that? No,
but that is a good point that there is still illegal gambling going on here. And also, I totally agree. The mafia ties after the Chauncey Billups story. Hey, FBI, get on this, dudes. By the way, that being said, I don't want any. If anyone is listening out there in their cars in Northern Jersey, go about your business, sir. Maggie and Perloff have no. Maggie and Perloff
hear
don't.
Anything.
We have no problem, Maggie. You live in that part of the state. I don't know if we should really be talking too much about this.
Yeah, I don't want all of a sudden.
If your neighbor walks out at 10 a.m. wearing a bathrobe and gets the paper and his looks like Tony Soprano.
Yep, that's what they're hiding right in my neighborhood. Actually, we did have a funny thing happen one time. This is a little bit strange. Oh, should I tell the story? We were looking for...
should I get off camera here just so the mob doesn't see me in this story if it gets to social media?
You know, I'm not going to use any names here. So... No, not Big Joe, Little Joe. No. We went to go look at a house once. It was a house for sale. And my husband went to go look at it. And the guy recognized me. So he knew that I was into sports. And then at the very end, after we left, we exchanged numbers. And he texted my husband, "Hey, I know you guys are sports fans. If you want in on like this big pool..." Some kind of like your survivor pool kind of,
yeah.
The one that's not, you know, a little underground.
I'm not sure what you're talking about. Please go ahead.
And my husband's like, "Thanks, you know, I'm okay." And he named some people who are also in the pool. And I was like, I think we should probably avoid that.
I think that survivor pool is above ground.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good.
But no, you were smart to do that, especially in your neck of the woods.
Yo, Luke's in Vermont. Luke, the show's giving me a lot of guff because my kid got pushed by a bully at school. And I said to my kid, "Good job not fighting back. Instead, tell him, 'Don't touch me ever again,' and go tell the teacher." Was I in the right or was I in the wrong?
You're in the right. So I do this for a living. I investigate bullying incidents. I've also been a teacher for a long time as well. And that you did the right thing, especially at this age. That's the best thing you can do, mainly because what I end up dealing with is retaliation.
Right.
When you start talking to the students who get aggressive, and then that's just escalation. So the escalation builds, and then ultimately that's when the worst stuff comes out, and that's what I start to handle. And at this age, it's good to teach them, you know, de-escalation, how to walk away from things. So you handled it correctly. I want to say that. But the ironic thing, which I told one of your screeners, was that before I got this job, my daughter's in kindergarten. She's in fourth grade now. And I got a call from the school that she was on a one-day suspension from the bus.
Oh, no. We're running out of time, and I want to hear this story so bad.
Can you call back?
I asked what happened. She was standing up for a friend. The bully she stood up against pushed her. And she proceeded to throat punch him.
Well, so, I'll tell you, your daughter's ride or die. She's a good friend.
Yes, she is.
Luke, thank you for that. You need friends like that. Call them foxhole people. Punch them in the throat.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.